Hey, it's Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst and certified financial planner. You may have heard me dispensing financial advice on the radio before, but did you know you can get my money tips on demand with my podcast, Money Watch with Jill Schlesinger? If you have a question about a major financial decision in your life, this is the show for you. Follow and listen to Money Watch with Jill Schlesinger on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's Kenny Pickett. There's Dylan Gabriel. There's Shedeur Sanders. There's Deshaun Watson. And now Tyler Huntley. Six, count them, six quarterbacks for our Cleveland Browns. We'll go back to Baskin and Phelps. Out of necessity right now. Some of these guys are dinged up, might not be able to practice tomorrow against Carolina. And that's why he brought in Huntley. Might not be able to play against Carolina. Because right now, Pickett dealing with a sore hamstring. Gabriel, hamstring tightness. Sanders had kind of a dead arm thing going, and Deshaun's coming back from his Achilles. So who knows what they have. Mm-hmm. But you have six, Andy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Six. It's confusing. You can get these guys all mixed up.
That's like the Brady Bunch kids, right?
What kind
there
of?
Were six. How many Bradfords were there?
But there were three. Oh, there were eight. That was eight is
was
enough.
Eight is enough. Eight,
that, that's the name of the show.
Did that not include?
Eight.
Not Tom Van Patten.
No,
Dick Van Patten.
No.
Or Diana Hyland, who went to?
Who's from Cleveland Heights.
Oh, Toy.
There
yeah,
you go.
That's right. Yeah. That's with my dad.
So there's all that.
Toy.
With all that in mind, folks, we want you to be informed. We want you to show us what you know about your Cleveland Browns, 216-474-0092. So with that in mind, ladies and gentlemen,
it's time to get to know your Browns quarterbacks with Baskin and Phelps.
216-474-0092 is the number to join us. Matt, North Ridgeville, you're ready to get the game going for us. How are you, Matt?
Good. How are you guys?
I'm good. You ready?
Yes, I am.
I have a question for you.
Wait, look, can I remind him? You win absolutely nothing.
There's no prize,
Yeah, I
Matt.
Don't want to. I don't want to take your sale. You win nothing.
There's
no,
I know that.
No cash prize, no trips, no nothing. Not even Samsonite luggage. Here's your question. Ready?
Yes.
Two of the Browns' six quarterbacks attended the University of Pittsburgh. Who are they?
Tyler Huntley and Shedeur Sanders.
Matt, incorrect. Matt, thank you very much for playing. We appreciate it.
Do we have a rotary phone we could get him?
No.
Okay.
216-474-0092. Who were those two quarterbacks, Andy?
You're asking me. What'd you say? Kenny Pickett?
Two of the Browns' quarterbacks attended the University of Pittsburgh.
But didn't Joe go there before Delaware?
So your answers are who?
Kenny and Joe.
You are correct, yeah. Andy Baskin.
You're welcome.
Joe Flacco. Joe went there for a year and then transferred out. I think he threw four passes at the University of Pittsburgh and then transferred out and went to Delaware, smaller school, where he was really good and ended up being a first-round pick of the Ravens.
And Delaware's helmet is the same as what other college football team in the country?
That's not a Browns trivia question.
I'm asking you. Delaware's helmet is the same as?
The University of Michigan.
There you go. You're good.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. And the inventor of the wing tee?
If you'd like to
Tubby
play...
Tubby Raymond. Sorry, Tubby Raymond.
If you would...
Thank you. I'm just going to play trivia with myself.
Can we stick to my game?
No, I want to irritate you and aggravate you the entire segment. Keep
if you'd
going.
Like to play along, 216-474-0092. Here you go. This is a good one. Dano? You answer first.
You wrote the question.
It's time to get to know your Browns quarterbacks with Baskin and Phelps.
Name the Browns quarterbacks who have been selected to the Pro Bowl.
Oh, man.
There's more than one. Name
Flacco,
the Browns quarterbacks
who
have been selected to the Pro Bowl.
I know Tyler Huntley was selected. The two rookies are out the window. I will say Flacco Huntley.
Andy?
Deshaun got one.
Oh, shoot. I forgot he's technically on the roster. All right, so we're up to three.
Are we missing one?
Andy?
I think we're missing one.
There are two of them.
Oh, just two. Okay, never mind. Oh, am I guessing?
Yes.
Watson and Flacco.
So Tyler Huntley for sure made a Pro Bowl.
He did. I
will. I
remember that.
Trust me. it's part of the reason we all started looking at it and going, maybe we shouldn't care about Pro Bowl makes.
What's the answer?
So give me the answers.
I will go Deshaun Watson, Tyler Huntley.
Andy? Put Google away.
I'm not looking at Google. Stop it. Flacco Watson.
It's Deshaun Watson and Tyler Huntley, who for some reason made the Pro Bowl in 2022 with the Ravens when he started just four games.
Because everyone else said no.
That's exactly right.
That's why. Yeah,
that's exactly right. That's exactly right.
I mean, we had guys going, you know, I got this hangnail I got to do something about. I can't make it. Sorry.
Jeff's buzzing around on his car. Jeff, you ready to play the game?
Jeff, play the game.
Let's go.
All right, here you go.
Play the game.
Here you go. Which Browns quarterback played at the most colleges?
I'm going to say Joe Flacco.
Jeff, that's incorrect, but it was one of the better guesses. Jeff, thank you. The answer
is one of the six. It's Dylan Gabriel.
Dylan played at three, Jeff. Thank you very much, Jeff. Dylan Gabriel played at UCF, Oklahoma, and Oregon, as we know.
But Shador had two, Flacco had two, right?
That is correct. Well done there, Andy.
No, thanks.
Well done there. Tom and Menor, you ready to roll?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, here you go. Only one Browns quarterback, one of the six, has thrown for more than 30 touchdowns in a season in the NFL. Who was it?
It's got to be Flacco, right?
Tom, that is incorrect.
We'll get really? It fixed.
Deshaun Watson. 33 touchdown passes in 2020. Joe Flacco has never thrown for 30 touchdowns in a season.
Really?
No.
Oh, cut him then. Cut him. Come on.
Tom, thank you very much.
Thank you, Tom.
See?
What happened to the cool music? I thought that was, you had good flow.
Well,
in this
we don't
segment.
Want to play it every time.
Why not? I mean, if we're going to play the game show, maybe do it.
Maybe once in a while, I think we should do that.
That would be. If you're going to do it and just be content. Don't be it's half.
I think we don't do it like every third one. 216-474-0092 is the number to join
don't
us.
Half step. He's not a half stepper.
I
drink a lot of soda, so they call him Dr. Pepper.
10-12-2.
All right, I have another question. We have another caller, Ben in Garfield Heights. Ben, you ready to roll?
Let's do it.
Which one of the six once led college football in completion percentage for a season?
Shador Sanders.
That is correct, Ben. Benny, way to go.
Shador. Hey, congratulations. You win absolutely nothing.
Last year, Shador led the nation, completing 74% of his passes. Ben, well done.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
That's Ben.
Do we have anything else
done.
We have outdated? How about a floor model television?
Dano, hit the little sounder one more time. Andy,
looks like
to
a
hear
piece
the
of furniture.
It's time to get to know your Browns quarterbacks with Baskin and Phelps.
Grant and Parma, you ready to roll?
I'm ready.
I just mentioned the completion percentage. It was Shador Sanders at 74%. Which Browns quarterback threw the most touchdowns in a college football season? Of the six guys, they all played college football. Which guy had the most touchdowns in a season in college?
I want to say Dylan Gabriel.
I did too, and that's incorrect.
Okay.
We'll get it fixed. Oh.
Who was it?
Kenny Pickett threw 42 touchdowns in his senior season at Pitt in 2021.
At Pitt? Okay.
Grant, well done. Way to play the game. You didn't get it right, but you had a good guess.
And we had a pager we were going to give you for that. Oh, that's too bad. Sorry.
You want to dig into the Baskin coffers and come up with fine prizes? You're welcome.
I'm looking for some prizes that we can give them.
Number to play the game is 216-474-0092.
Any chance we got a VCR back there? We got a VCR?
Only Betamax.
Betamax. By the way, the quality of Betamax way better than VCR.
Which Browns quarterbacks played at only one college and name them?
Who played at one college only? Kenny
Watson.
Watson Pickett.
What school for Watson?
Clemson.
Clemson.
Correct?
Yeah.
Next.
Kenny Pickett at Pitt.
Right. Yep.
There's
Huntley only play with one team?
Utah?
Has to be Huntley.
Between the two of you, you got it right.
Yeah.
Tyler Huntley played only at Utah.
I'm going to buy you a fax machine for that.
Watson at Clemson.
I'm going to buy you a GPS. I'm going to buy you a GPS.
Pick it at Pitt.
Garmin's?
Yeah, I still think they make them, but they're way better. Somewhere? Man, those things were hot when they first came out.
They were awesome.
Okay, keep going.
We had friends with one, and sadly, told us to make a right and go into the Chicago River.
Oh, no.
Chicago?
Chicago.
Yeah. It's back, baby. Chicago. And it's better than ever because Dan was in Wisconsin. Everybody says Chicago.
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 Cheese curds.
We have some more folks lined up to play the game here.
Keep going.
All right, Dano, go ahead and hit the sounder.
It's time to get to know your Browns quarterbacks with Baskin and Phelps.
I'll give you a question first.
Again, this is for absolutely nothing.
Keith is in Cleveland. Keith, you ready?
Hi, I'm ready.
All right, here we go.
How you doing?
Good, good.
Which Browns quarterback as an NFL starter has the best winning percentage?
As an NFL starter, has the best winning percentage.
According to footballreference.com.
How about Tyler Huntley?
That is incorrect.
Oh,
I'll give you
man.
Another guess.
Get it fixed.
Okay. Best winning percentage. It's got to go with, can't be. Kenny Pickett.
That is correct.
15-10.
That is correct, Keith. Keith, well done. Kenny Pickett won 60% of his starts in the NFL. Joe Flacco, 55% of his starts in the NFL.
Nice. Floppy disk?
Deshaun Watson, 51%.
We get away like those big ones that used to come on the Mac computers.
Oh, the huge ones, yeah.
We only have those.
Yeah, only the floppy. We don't.
Three of the four veterans.
Sorry, we ran out. Nothing to give away there.
Better than 500. How about that? Mm. You know what? We have some more questions to go. By golly, they're coming up next right here on Baskin and Phelps. 216-474-0092. Play the game, win nothing.
Hey, it's Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst and certified financial planner. You may have heard me dispensing financial advice on the radio before, but did you know you can get my money tips on demand with my podcast, Money Watch with Jill Schlesinger? If you have a question about a major financial decision in your life, this is the show for you. Follow and listen to Money Watch with Jill Schlesinger on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Andy Baskin right there. I'm Jeff Phelps. We are helping. Browns now have six, count them six, quarterbacks on the roster. It can be confusing. It can be a little overwhelming. But we're here to help everybody get to know these guys a little bit better. We want your participation, 216-474-0092, because we're playing the game.
It's time to get to know your Browns quarterbacks with Baskin and Phelps.
Next up is J.D. in Norton, home of the Panthers. What's up, J.D.?
J.D., how are you? You have the opportunity.
I'm good. I heard I could win a pager today.
No, we already. we are not even giving
those
away
you
today.
Did, Andy. You
we got, give.
Blank
we
CDs,
are,
anything?
No, we are. I wish I had a typewriter to give you. I don't even have that.
Nothing.
I was trying to find something.
Got a zip drive lying around? Zip drive?
No, nothing. So JD, your opportunity to win absolutely nothing on the line.
I've got a. You want a football question or you want a personal question? I'll let you pick.
A personal question? Give me a football question.
All right, here you go. Two of the six Browns quarterbacks have never thrown more than 10 interceptions in a season, either in college or the NFL. Two of the six have never had a 10-plus interception season, either at college or NFL. Could be that maybe one of them hasn't played yet in the NFL. Maybe, maybe not. Which two quarterbacks?
I'm going to go with Kenny Pickett and Dylan Gabriel.
You are correct.
Wow, good job.
Wow.
Man, I wish we had a prize to give you.
Dylan Gabriel.
That was a good question.
Thank you. You ready for this,
Jimmy? Good answer.
Dylan Gabriel, most interceptions that he threw in a season in his six seasons in college was seven.
Hmm.
And it was as a freshman at UCF. And Kenny Pickett, nine interceptions, twice in college and as a rookie with the Steelers. JD, well done. Nice job.
Thanks.
Look at JD coming through. He wins nothing.
Joe Flacco's never thrown that many.
No, not
in a playoff game.
We're talking about a half, Andy. A half. Thank you very much.
And I think he's the best guy to start, so just take it for what it's worth.
Scott is in Lorain. Hello, Scott.
Hey, good afternoon, guys.
Hey, Scotty.
You ready?
Yeah, I am ready, but if I get this right, do I get an 8-track tape?
I have a bunch of those still, by the way.
Jeff will find one for you. I used to have one in the basement.
I bet you do. All right, here you go. Ready?
Yes, sir.
Which quarterback's wife played college soccer at Princeton?
That was Kenny Pickett's wife.
Scott, you're correct.
Wow. Good job.
Nice job, Scott.
Wait, should we say good job or should we say stalker? I don't know. I'm confused.
Both.
Fair enough.
I like that.
Own it, baby.
I like that a lot. Yeah, his wife, Amy, played college soccer at Princeton. Scott, well done.
Mm.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, that was good. 216-474-0092. As we're playing the game, getting to know these young quarterbacks, the old quarterbacks. We're getting to know the quarterbacks.
We only have six.
All six of them.
We only have six
of the Cleveland Browns. All six of them. All right, here's one.
What do you got left?
Andy, I don't have too many left. We're almost done. Which three quarterbacks were winners of the Johnny Unitas Golden Arm Award? And the Johnny Unitas Golden Arm Award is given annually to the top upperclassman quarterback in college football. Candidates are judged on their accomplishments on the field, as well as their character, scholastic achievement, and leadership qualities. Three of the Browns' six quarterbacks have won this award.
All right.
Did you know this award existed until
I did not know this Jeff award. I did not know,
I did know did the I. award
did
existed.
Did you? All right. So I'll no pick three. You pick three. I'll just... I'm going to say Joe Flacco. I'm going to say Deshaun Watson. And I'm going to say, although now I'm hesitant on that. Did you have to play four? When you, upperclassmen, was that a part of the award?
The Unitas Award given annually to the nation's top upperclassmen in college football.
Does that mean junior, senior, or does that mean senior?
I would think upperclassman means junior.
I would think, okay, so then I'll leave Deshaun in there.
Dano?
Tyler Huntley. I'll go Huntley for the third.
Okay.
I will go...
You got one of them, Andy.
I got one... Well, now you gave him the answer.
No, I didn't. He doesn't remember what you said.
Yeah, I wasn't paying attention.
All right.
I was too busy trying to figure out other things that we could possibly give away.
Hmm.
Dillon Gabriel, for sure. I'll throw Shador in there. And then... Flacco, but I don't feel good about it.
You shouldn't feel good about it.
Was it Pickett?
Shador Sanders in 2024.
I had Shador.
Kenny Pickett in 2021.
Last.
Deshaun Watson in 2016.
Oh, okay.
So there. Three of the Browns quarterbacks, the Johnny Unitas Golden Arm Award. Sanders, Pickett, Watson.
I'm going to go sit in the corner.
You did all right.
At least I'm learning.
You got one of them.
Well, this is a learning exercise.
Well, that's part of... Andy, thank you.
That's exactly
what this is.
We are here
to
educate.
We have six quarterbacks.
Yes.
It can be confusing.
We are the electric company of Sports Talk Radio.
It can be confusing. Yes. Dick is in Dayton. Hi, Dick.
Hey, Jeff and Andy, how you been?
Oh, we're good. How are you, buddy?
Hey, I just wanted to tell you something, Jeff. Tell you something good, but...
You want
to
play the game?
If I win anything... Can I come help do the post game show with you?
Yeah,
and Titus.
I don't think so. No, Titus isn't going to be available.
Oh, okay. Well, fire away, buddy.
All right, here you go. This is a question for you. You ready?
Yeah.
Which of the Browns' six quarterbacks is named after an NFL player?
Let's see. I'll say Flacco.
No, only one of them. One quarterback is named after an NFL player.
I'll say Joe Flacco.
Okay, that's not correct. But, Dick, a heck of a try. Thank you. And we can't wait for you to listen to the postgame show.
I know this one.
It is?
Dillon Gabriel.
That is correct. And who is he named after?
Cincinnati, Dillon.
Corey
Dillon.
That's correct. Yeah. Corey Dillon.
Man, pressure was on there for a second.
That's really true.
It was.
And I have two more of these.
How's Tyvus doing these days?
Titus?
Titus, yeah. How's Titus? Sorry, I said the right name.
Dick and Dayton loves Titus Powell.
I feel bad making fun of him.
I love Tyvus Powell.
Odds of him still listening after his phone call?
Odds of him listening before his phone call.
Zero. Love Dick and Dayton. Love him.
I do too. Two more questions, guys. And you can just go
sure,
through
these. Bobby, knock it out of the park.
Which quarterback's sister played college soccer at East Stroudsburg and was an assistant soccer coach at Seton Hill?
Tyler Huntley.
I'm going to say Flacco because this sounds like an East Coast thing.
Incorrect. Kenny Pickett's sister, Alex.
Shoot.
What was the first school you said they played?
East Stroudsburg, which is near Philadelphia.
We'll get it fixed.
The Division II school.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
So there you go.
Man, I feel shame.
And I have one final question.
There we go. All right, let's play the music for this one. Let's have fun.
All right, hit it.
It's time to get to know your Browns quarterbacks with Baskin and Phelps.
Which Browns quarterback of the six is the only Browns quarterback to lead the NFL in passing yards in a season? There's only one.
Deshaun.
Dano?
I believe it's Deshaun Watson.
And you guys are both correct.
Okay.
Deshaun passed for 4,823 yards in 2020 on that bad Houston Texans team. Then he sat out, and the rest is history. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the game.
So I was like 3 for 10. That's 90%.
Hope you enjoy your prizes, because there aren't any. Hope you enjoyed the segments, because they're over.
So now we completely know all six quarterbacks?
Now you know what I hope you really enjoy?
What?
At least one of the quarterbacks on the field. Please, dear God, can one of these guys play? One of them. Can one of them be good?
How many quarters will Tyler Huntley play on Friday? At least two. I'm going at least two.
Over, under?
Yeah, two.
Then you should go 1.5.
Oh, wait, are we allowed to even talk about that, or is that a micro bet?
Over, under 1.5.
Is that a micro bet?
I don't think so.
Do I have to clean out your locker?
Too soon?
Oh, man.
How about Pickett's wife playing college soccer at Princeton?
I knew that. After you said it, I was like, oh, yeah, that's right. She did.
Yeah.
And it was one of those that, you know these things.
Could you imagine the debate? There's no way he wins a debate ever, right?
Oh,
she went to Princeton. He went to Pitt? Come on.
Pitt's a fine school, but come on. It's not Princeton.
Isn't it Pittsburgh? Don't they want to be called Pittsburgh?
University
they don't want to be
Pittsburgh?
Called Pitt. Yeah,
I think everybody Pittsburgh. Calls them Pitt.
Yeah, it was always Pitt.
There was a while the Pitt there. Panthers.
It's like when Kent wanted to be called Kent.
Oh, I thought they wanted to be called Kent State University. They just wanted to be called Kent? I'd be okay with
there
that.
There was a while when Kent State dropped the state and just wanted to be called Kent.
I have no problem
Kent
with that.
Kent University.
Do we have a problem with that?
Yeah, I like it better, Kent State.
Why?
Because that's where I went to school.
Yeah, you could call my alma mater Kent all day. I have no problem with that because most people do.
Official reference?
Where'd you go to school? Oh, yeah, because the Kent State University is so prestigious.
Wow, man. Guess whose Alumni Association membership is being revoked?
What's the difference? I just paid the bill today anyway, so what's the difference? We're all good. No, I'm just saying, what's wrong with Kent? I didn't have a problem with Kent straight out.
Which one of these six quarterbacks?
Is Ohio, Ohio? By the way, that's the ultimate one.
And you're not allowed to call them
every
OU.
Time Ohio University. Oh, don't call us Ohio. Don't call us OU. Right? That's the one that gets Bobcat fans all.
That's correct.
They're all worked
not
up
the
in
fans,
a shoot.
The administration.
Oh, don't call us OU.
They don't like that. That's
guess
Oklahoma.
What? You're OU. Is Kent State KSU? I don't know.
I don't know.
Kansas State.
Which one of these quarterbacks is the most intriguing to you as we sit here? Today?
Is this part of the trivia too?
No. This is just trying to do a sports talk radio show.
Any of the two rookies because they're unknown commodities.
Yep, yeah, no, I agree.
I mean, that's where I am. I'm at the point in this Browns quarterback competition where the grass is greener on the other side of the fence that I can't see. And it can only be greener because my lawn's dead.
See, you should have had somebody water it while you were on vacation.
So give me, I want to see either of the two rookies and hope that one of them pops. And if either one of them doesn't pop, oh well, my quarterback then will either be playing at LSU, NC State, down the line from there.
Am I wrong?
Penn State.
Am I wrong in putting Kenny Pickett in the same category as the rookies?
Texas.
Yes.
I am. Why?
Because he's a young guy. I'll give you what Lombardi said.
Maybe.
When you draft two quarterbacks, it's not for technically you should not be playing for this year. You should be playing for next year, for hopes of having that seat next year. I think Pickett's not here if he's not starting.
That's time will tell. I hope he's able to
practice.
At
least next year.
I hope both he and Gabriel are able to practice, or one or the other this week in Carolina. If that's possible, I think it changes a lot of things. It's Baskin and Phelps here on The Fan.
Hey, it's Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst and certified financial planner. You may have heard me dispensing financial advice on the radio before, but did you know you can get my money tips on demand with my podcast, Money Watch with Jill Schlesinger? If you have a question about a major financial decision in your life, this is the show for you. Follow and listen to Money Watch with Jill Schlesinger on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.